Amakami Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Nun. We begin in Yerushalmi and Daf Chof Dalad on the Medef at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Achayfe Baba Jisarabim, Benafla Seichoi, Shah or Hamo, or Meith, Chayev. If one dug a pit in the Rosh Hasharabim, the public domain, and the animal fell in, then he's liable. Echad Achayfe Bo, Vashiach Ma'ara, Charitzim, Reneitzim. The same law applies whether for a circular pit, a long and thin pit, a covered cave, or a pit that is wider at top than at the bottom. And so, why did the Torah say bor, which is a standard pit? It teaches that just like a pit is 10 tefachim deep, which can kill, in all cases one is liable for 10 tefachim deep. Hay pechusim me'asar tefachim, benafal aseichei, shorach amo, umeis, pata, bimhuzak boi chayev. If it was less than 10 tefachim, and an ox or donkey fell in, if it died, he's exempt. If it was damaged, then he's liable. Choyfe bo b'rushis ha-yochid, v'pasal v'rushis ha-rabim, v'rushis ha-rabim, v'pasal v'rushis ha-yochid, v'rushis ha-yochid, v'pasal v'rushis ha-yochid, acher, chayev. If one digs a pit in a private rushis, and it opens into a rushis ha-rabim, a public rushis, or in a rushis ha-rabim, and it opens into a rushis ha-yochid, or in a rushis ha-yochid, and it opens in a different rushis ha-yochid, he's liable. And the Gemara says, k'siv, ki yishtach ishpo, ki yikari ishpo. The Gemara asks, from the Pasuk in Shmos Chof Alav Pasuk Lama Gimel, why is it written, ki yiftach ishpo, when a person will open a pit, and ki yichra ishpo, when a person will dig a pit, why is bo repeated? Echad bo l'nezokin, echad bo l'misa. The Gemara answers, one teaches about a pit for misa, which is 10 tefachim deep, and one teaches about a pit for damage. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, echad bo shal misa, echad bo l'nezokin, shneim mikra echad nisrabu. Rabbi Yitzchak says the same applies to a pit for misa and a pit for damage. Both were included from one pasuk. Kshuba lebo shal misa, atama potter ala kelim, kshuba lebo shal nizokin, atma chayev ala kelim. Regarding a pit for misa, it was taught that one is exempt for kelim. When it comes to a pit for damage, it was taught that one is liable for kelim. Eini ela b'shechofar lokach yorash nitunai b'matona minayin. The Gemara says from the Pasuk, I know only that if he dug the pit, he would be liable. What if he bought or inherited it? What's the source to obligate him? Shneimar oy ki yichro ishbo. The answer is, from the Pasuk in Shmos Chof Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, or if a person will dig a pit, this extra phrase is to include these cases. The Gemara asked, one cannot inherit part of Rosh Hasharabim. Surely he inherited a pit in Rosh Hashayochid, and he was mafkir the Rosh Hashayochid. May one make his nevikin hefker in Rosh Hashayochid. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, tipartek Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, d'amar, shloisha, shesei trochim, shen smuchim Rosh Hashayochid. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun answers that it's like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who says that the three trochim next to a Rosh Hashayochid are considered like that Rosh Hashayochid. Rimana boy, Maushu Yaseth Aimek Kagoiva. Rimana asks, is depth like height? The Heichidomi, in Behu the Asi Min El Chamile. What's the case? If the victim came from the elevated side, it saw it and should not have gone there. There's no liability in such a case. Elebahu the Asi Min Lora. The case is rather it came from the side on which there is a slope.